We'll get underway. I'm still on the road coming down from Bellingham. I left at 4 this morning, so I don't know if that's dedication or what, but I'm still humming. So, welcome to the joint meeting between the Oregon and Washington commissions, and then we will be sliding into the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting tomorrow and Saturday. But today is a joint meeting, and feel pleasure to welcome our colleagues from across the river, and nice to see you. The swim was good coming over.
Oh yeah, it's always good to see cousins.
So my name is Brad Smith, and I'm chair of the Washington Commission. I'm from Bellingham, and I will let my fellow commissioners introduce themselves.
Good morning. My name is Larry Carpenter. I'm the vice chair of our commission. I'm from Mount Vernon, Washington.
Good morning. My name is Bob Kehoe, and I am from Seattle.
Kim Thorburn, Spokane.
Dave Graybill, Leavenworth, Washington.
Barbara Baker, I'm from Olympia.
I'm Don McIsaac. I'm the newest member of the Washington Commission, and I'm the local guy from here in Clark County.
I'm Jay Holzmiller from Manitone, and that is as far south and as far east as you can go in the state, and met one of my neighbors this morning.
You have a neighbor?
Holly. She lives right across the canyon.
Good morning. My name is Mike Finley. I'm the chairman of the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission. We represent, by statute, our congressional districts 5, and then we have an at-large member, one for Eastern Oregon and one for Western Oregon.
And I'm the chair and the Western Oregon designee.
Bob Weber, commissioner from Port Orford down on the south coast.
Holly Akinson, commissioner from Enterprise, and I'm the other one that's on the far end of the state. I represent east of the Cascades.
I'm Greg Woolley. I'm from Portland. I represent the Portland metro area, which is Congressional District 3 in our state.
I'm Bruce Buckmaster from Astoria, Congressional District number 1.
Jim Biddle, Central Point, Oregon, District number 2.
And we're missing one commissioner that we have an empty slot that has to still be nominated by the governor and approved by the state senate. But Brad, I want to say that thank you for help hosting us and setting this up. I know that the staff tells me that it's been very easy, so now we're going to get to the hard part. Setup was easy.
Thanks. And we are also one commissioner short, and that we hope to be filled soon. There are 9 of us in the state of Washington. So on the call of order, opening remarks, it was brought to my attention a couple of commissioners wish to make a couple of opening remarks. I'll open it up to anybody down here first. Yes, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to say thanks in terms of opening remarks to all the people that have spawned this meeting and who have worked to make it happen over the course of the last several months. I know the seed that germinated this meeting happened before I was on here, but it's sure gratifying to see everybody here. I've got some high hopes that our joint discussion of issues of common interest will lead to the highest level of regulatory concurrency possible to achieve our mutual conservation and management goals.
That's good, yeah.
And in terms of maybe some opening remarks relative to the Washington policy that's been under comprehensive review for the last year, I agree with the 3 general purposes of the Washington policy: conservation, orderly fisheries, and enhancing the economic well-being and stability of Columbia River fisheries. We've done a very good job on conservation through the years, and I'm convinced that we can continue to do that. We've got an excellent biological staff, we've got some outstanding enforcement officers, and I'm sure that we can continue with orderly fisheries if we have concurrent regulations. If we don't have concurrent regulations, then things could get a little messy, I think, and disorderly. regarding the goal of maintaining and enhancing fisheries and the communities that depend on healthy fisheries. I think we can do a little better on that, and I think we'll hear from the staff a little bit more about that. I've always believed that the more people that are interested in salmon, the better off the salmon will be. And I believe if we can have strong sport, commercial, and tribal fisheries that are sustainable under our conservation goals, then we'll have more people from all sectors working hard to make sure that things get better for the salmon resources in the Columbia River. So I'm looking forward to working with the my fellow commissioners from Oregon towards our getting some fully concurrent conservation and management policies in the future.
Thank you. Any opening remarks from the Oregon Commission? Seeing none?
Okay.
Then I would invite both directors. Director Sussman, did you have anything you wanted to kick us off with?
I think we've got a pretty full schedule, and so I'm glad to be here. This is my first joint meeting with the Oregon Commission and Oregon Agency. Glad to meet Kurt this morning, so excited to work together. Otherwise, I'd say let's get into it.
Director Melcher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just reemphasize something that Commissioner McIsaac mentioned, and that is the great value that we've placed on concurrent regulations over the last better part of a century. And so I think our interests here are in working collaboratively with Washington in achieving these concurrent regulation packages. And also that we view this really as an opportunity to kind of reinitiate some relationship building between the two commissions. And we haven't had a joint meeting. I think it's been about 3 or 4 years, maybe even longer than that. And our statutes provide us with the flexibility to meet with other states and state commissions on issues of mutual interest. So really, really happy to do this here today, and happy to have the full participation from the commissions as well as the public is joining us here. So with that, I would be happy to move on through the agenda.
Thank you. Thank you all.